It's Wednesday, March 18th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Your daily roundup, lessons from Italy and a cool use of 3D printing, and Apple releases new stuff. This is the Business of Tech. We'll start with the tech-related roundup. The EU has closed its external borders for 30 days, and the US-Canadian border is to be closed for non-essential travel. The US government is speaking with Facebook, Google, and others about how to use smartphone location data to track the spread of the virus. The Department of Health and Human Services is waiving penalties for potential violations of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA. The statement says providers, quote, may seek to communicate with patients and provide telehealth services through remote communications technologies, end quote. This focuses on communication tools such as FaceTime, Facebook Messenger, Google Hangouts, and Skype, and the Office of Civil Rights said it will be not imposing penalties on providers using these non-compliant video chatting services. The department added that public-facing platforms like Facebook Live, Twitch, and TikTok should not be used for teleconferencing. In India, several telecommunications carriers have replaced the sound of a ringing phone with coronavirus information alerts. Amazon has changed its procedures for shipping and storing items in their warehouse, prioritizing household staples, medical supplies, and other high-demand products. They are no longer accepting shipments of discretionary items through April 5th. Microsoft has shut down all of its retail stores with no specific date to reopen. Facebook has added $1,000 to employees' next paychecks and is paying full bonus for the quarter regardless of performance. Uber has expanded its previously announced sick policy such that drivers who test positive or have had their accounts suspended as a result of the public health advice will be eligible for up to 14 days of paid sick leave. DoorDash has lowered its commission fees for restaurants now relying on delivery. From Canalys, with data from the European channel, demand for collaboration technologies and remote working solutions has soared, with 79% of EMEA partners surveyed by Canalys reporting increased interest in collaboration solutions. Notebook sales are still strong, with the greatest customer urgency in the worst affected countries such as Italy and Spain. But PCs also face the severest shortages as a result. Distributors are working hard to keep warehouses staffed and open, as well as clear of infection, to maintain supply. Enterprising channel partners are buying available stock from disties to meet demand and stockpiling in anticipation of further constraints. Shortages are leading to price rises or the removal of discounts and promotions, which will push up margins and profits for the channel. Partners are reporting a surge in demand for short-term notebook rentals and refurbished secondhand machines. And finally, 57% of partners indicated a rise in demand for projects that help limit human-to-human contact. Warner Brothers is re-examining their digital release schedule and is moving the digital release of Birds of Prey to March 24th. And the Dropkick Murphys performed a live-streamed concert from Boston last night, pivoting a physical event to a virtual one, bringing in sponsor Pega, and bringing in 150,000 viewers live and 1 million viewers in the 24 hours. Thanks to listener Jason Thomas and an article I wanted to dive deeper into, so I broke it out from the update. Business Insider Italia covers a story out of Italy during this COVID-19 crisis. A hospital in Brescia in the north of Italy needed supplies of special valves in order to use breathing equipment to help keep patients alive. The manufacturer was unable to supply the part due to demand. When asked, they refused to share the relevant 3D file with a team in Italy of doctors, a local newspaper, and a technical expert, and then threatened for patent infringement if the team tried to recreate their own. They proceeded, producing a batch of 10, then 100 more, all for the cost in components about €1 each. The part from the manufacturer costs about 10,000 euros. They've not shared the plans with other hospital, despite the need being widespread. Why do we care? This is one of those stories I'm going to point out because it's all the wrong things. It shows how ridiculously overpriced the equipment is, but more importantly, it's a total failure on a chance to help. It's likely that the printed parts are of significantly lower quality and likely not durable or reusable, but they did solve an immediate crisis, and the manufacturer had an opportunity to work with them in a time of need. Right now, don't be this company. Don't. While I don't normally do product releases, I am doing one today because it's a sign of keep on keeping on. Apple announced a new MacBook Air and a new iPad Pro. Specs and details are in the link. Why do we care? Pressing on is actually critically important. As much as possible, do business as normal, and new releases like this help. If the supplies start flowing, then they can meet the demands we're seeing for equipment, particularly with hardware being in great demand. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the content, you can support the show on Patreon. Anyone who signs up during our launch offer will get a video question answered privately as a thanks for supporting the show. And you can follow us there on patreon.com/MSPradio. That gets additional insights into the show, upcoming Q&A sessions, and you support the production of The Business of Tech. I'm looking for those stories of good things that are happening out there in regards to reactions to the COVID-19 crisis. So send those in at dave@MSPradio.com, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.